part that recognizes that if you really want to be a child of God, you must know God.
我心里面有个很深的负担, 就是如果你真的要深入在神的生命里面的话, 你一定要认识神。
not as a doctrine,
不是教义,
not just the fact that the Bible says so,
不是说圣经怎么说, 那个知识怎么说,
but we need a reality in our heart that He is real to me.
那这基本上是要对你来讲的心里面认识他是真实的。
There are many people in the world today that says, Who are you, God?
有时候很多人在问说神啊, 你是谁呢?
And there are many people who say, Who am I?
那很多时候呢, 我们是, 去先认识自己说我是谁, 先找到自己。
I remember when the Taiwan, when these girls were in the States at that time or studying, and we traveled quite a bit.
很久以前有一群从台湾来的, 就是到我们那里念书的一群学生跟我们, 我带他们去, 一些行程。
And I remember one of the girls saying to me, you know, mommy, she said, what is life?
那有一个学生问我说, what's for? 到底生命做什么?
She said, I grew up, I went to school, I got a job after school.
我求学,
she has a family. Life is just seemingly going, but she said, what's the purpose of it?
就这样吗? 就这样一步一步地走, 到底目的是什么呢?
Sometimes we think to ourselves, what is the purpose of life?
有时候我们自己也想想, 到底我的生活, 我的生命的目的是在哪里?
If we don't have a purpose in something, we're floundering.
如果你没有目的的话, 你是很茫然的。
Sulin and I were talking in the car. And
今天早上跟淑琳在车,
we live in such a dissatisfied world.
觉得好像这个世界好像什么都很不满足, 很不满意。
Girls that want to be boys.
那女的想当男的,
boys that want to be girls.
男的想当女的。
Men that want to marry men.
然后呢, 男的想跟男的结婚,
women that want to marry women.
女的想跟女的结婚。
A confused state by nature itself.
好混淆哦, 整个自然律都混乱了。
We have those that feel like all life is pleasure.
那有很多人说我生出来就是为了享受。
And others that feel like all life is making money.
那有人说我的生命就是为了一个目的就是赚钱挣。
But there's always that dissatisfaction in the heart.
问题是结果呢, 有没有满足你的心?
You see, that's why we need to know God.
那就是为什么你需要认识我们的神。
Now, this isn't something that people just made up years ago.
那这个, 我这样讲, 这些不是人自己,
Since man has been created, they have worshipped a God.
自从人类被创造以后, 人就知道要去崇拜, 敬拜神。
Now, why would man have done that?
为什么人要去找神, 要去敬拜神呢?
Because they felt frail.
因为他们知道自己的有限,
they felt alone.
他觉得自己很孤单,
they felt insecure.
他知道自己没有安全,
from the very beginning,
从一开始人就知道 需要寻找这样的一位神。
And every tribe and every group,
不管哪一个族群,
had
哪一个团体, 哪一个国家, 都在找他们的神。
Why? Because the heart hungers.
因为什么?
After their father.
因为他们心里非常的饥渴, 渴慕,
they don't realize that.
跟自己的这个生命根源就是我们的天父能够衔接在一起,
自己不知道。 You don't even realize that. Many of you here that were raised in China, raised to believe there was no God.
那我们在中国的话, 基本上就是相信世上没有神的。
We go on living and we try to fill our place and we try to find the happiness we can.
自己这样子, 一直走,
but there will always be in our heart a place that only God can fill.
但是不管你认不认识有没有神, 你的心里面有一个空处, 没有神是满不了的。
But let's see. God said, I am.
那我们来看看到底神是谁, 神说我就是我。
You see, when he talked to Moses, and Moses said, who should I say sent me to them?
当时, to the Egyptians. 当神差遣摩西要去 埃及带他的百姓出来之后呢,
to his own people.
摩西也不知道, 他说你是谁呢?
And what he said, tell them, I am who I am.
然后呢, 圣经上告诉我们说, 神就回答了, 他说呢, 我是自由 拥有的神，我就是我。
He did not say I can.
他没有说我能做什么。
Saying that there was some ability in me. No, he said I am, which makes it personal that God is it, whatever it is.
直接的回答不是说我能做什么，我可以要完成什么，而是说呢，我就是那个本来就有永远是的这一位神，而是我这个神。
Now before I can go on to tell you what the I am is,
我等一下继续会告诉你。
They mean very, very little to you.
神这句话的含义是什么？
Unless you know who He is.
那除非你能够真的认识到他是怎么样的一位神。
And the Word of God tells us there's two steps to knowing God.
那如果你想真的领受下面的信息的话，你就有两个步骤。
We have lots of doctrines. We have lots of people saying all kinds of things.
你有很多教义的知识。
But God always expressed Himself simply.
那神自己表达他自己都是表达的很简单的，不像那么复杂的教义。
We have made some of His simple words into something humongous.
人有一种特性，就是把一个简单的东西弄得很复杂。
But He said this: For anyone who will draw near me.
他说如果谁愿意靠近我
You must believe that I exist.
我们需要相信第一个相信神他是存在的
I reward those who seek me.
第二点你要相信那一位神这一位神是我跟他寻求的时候他就会赏赐给我
Now, that's in his word.
这是他的话讲的
There's something about God that's far different than us in many, many ways. And one of them is he means what he says.
那对于神的理解呢有一点呢跟人不一样的是他说什么就是什么
to manipulate God.
我们不要想跟他讨价还价
We're trying it all the time to manipulate God.
你说我们常想把神变成我们想象的
to mean what I wanted to mean.
我想要我的神像我想象的神
But you're not going to manipulate him.
不可能的神就是这样子
You're not going to deceive him.
你不可能去欺骗他你也不可能
跟
他讨价还价
You may come with a beautiful account of oh God but the heartIs not God.
当我们嘴巴喊出来说神啊的时候
He doesn't take our deception.
如果你的心没有真实的有神的话他不会接受这种称呼的
God means what he says and says what he means.
神所说的说了就算说了就是这样子
said, If you want to know me,
百分之百的如果你要认识我
then seek me.
那寻求我
Now all of us will say, oh God, you know, in a sense, our seeking is very shallow.
那我们所谓的寻求这个呢我们还要再来商榷一下。
Now I want to tell you, if I said to you that I hid a box that has $1 million in this church,
如果告诉你我今天呢放了100万在一个盒子里面，藏在这个教会的某一个地方
，and whoever finds,
谁找到了
can have it,
那就可以，你就是你的。
What do you think would happen?
那你觉得今天以后会怎么样？现在以后会怎么样
？This church would be torn up.
大家可能就翻来找去的，可能有的被拆下来了。
We would never be able to repair it again.
我们可能没有办法再把它弄恢复成原状了。
Why? Because you would be passionately seeking after that million.
因为你有那种热情跟理想要去找出那100万。
And we're so foolish.
可是我们多么愚昧。
Because seeking after God is eternal life.
我们找的神寻求神是一个永恒的生命比100万还要宝贵多了
It's more than $1 million
100万贵重多了
It's more than this whole world
贵重大比这个世界大多了
When I close my eyes
当我的眼睛一闭上
From this miserable life
结束了这个很复杂的生命
I'll be with him
我就跟他永远的在一起了，这个就是永恒的生命。
You say, "Well, I don't believe in him." That doesn't matter much.
即使说你说我不相信，没关系。
You can even fight against him.
你也可以去抵挡他，也可以去跟他争论。
There's been a lot of men that's tried to fight against him.
太多人呢，用很多时间精力要跟神打架打仗，就是跟他争执。
And God still.
但是等他们闭上眼睛的时候，不管怎么样，他们要去抵挡神，神在那里。
So then remember, then we must believe that He is.
所以首先知道有一位神。
Not was and not were.
这个不是过去式。
He is. What does that mean?
他就是神。
Present time.
现在，在英文里面是现在。
You must believe me.
相信有一位神。
You must believe me for your own sake.
而且呢，是你自己 是相信的，不是
我们一群人相信。
之后你相信，你寻求他就要赏赐那寻求他的人。
We know there's two things in seeking God. One is, of course, talking to him.
那怎么样寻求他呢？你跟他说话。
And another thing is reading his word.
第二个呢，就是拿起你的圣经来看他讲的话。
The more I study, the more I read, the more I see God.
我越去读他的话，我越能够寻求正认识他。
The power that he has.And the predictions that he tells us, and the certainty of his predictions is tremendous.
太奥秘了，太深奥了。
Even to a questioning mind, but many times we really don't know much about God because we've never really looked in His Word.
真可惜，就是说我们常常就是不深入他的话语，不读他的话语，我们就认识的很少。
You will find.
但是如果你真的按照神的话去寻求他话语上或跟他讲话的话，你一定找得到。
You will find.
你一定找得到。
Now, like I said, he meant what he said. He said what he meant.
记得他说了就算。
And if you follow what he says, you will find.
你跟着他的话去做，你就会有那个结果，你就找到他。
Let's go on now and see what he meant. What did he mean by I am?
什么叫做我就是那一位神
？Well, he meant, and this is him. It's his attributes. It's what is in him that gives to us.
那现在是神意思说我的属性我的特性是这样子是给你的。
Is that he is love.
首先我们知道神是爱。
In the Psalms, they called him steadfast love.
那这种爱是永恒不改变的爱。
Love that will give his life, would give a life for his friend.
那他的这个爱呢到个地步呢为朋友为他所爱的舍命。
Life, a person that would give his life for a friend.
为朋友舍命，这个爱爱到这个地步。
Gave his son.
那他给的是他儿子，独生儿子。
For us.
给我们。
Is there any greater love than that?
还有比这个更大的爱吗？
A God that gave himself that we might have life.
他把他的儿子的生命给我们，让我们拥有跟他在一起，永远在一起的永恒生命。
So he could call us children.
以至于因为这样，他可以说我的孩子，收纳我们成为他的儿女。
A God that yearns to have that communion with his children.
神的心里面都期待他的儿女跟他有交通。
A God that is touched by our love.
你知道吗？神会被你的爱，他的爱而触动，被他被你触动。
We see that so plainly with David.
我们从大卫来看这句话。
When David had won his wars and built his beautiful house.
大卫是一个大能的勇士，哈，他很和一个得胜者。
He said, "Look at the Lord's tabernacle."
他自己有一个皇宫。
In a tent.
可是想到说神自己的这个约会。
I must build him a house.
是在一个帐幕里面，一个会幕里面。
He called in the prophet.
所以他就赶快把这个先知叫来。
And he said, "I want to build a house for God."
他的心里面爱神，说我要为神建一个殿。
The prophet then went to the Lord.
所以这个先知就去问神。
And he told him, "He wants to build a house for you."
那大卫想要，大卫是王哈，他想要为你建殿。
God said, "In all this time, we've traveled from place to place with this tent."
神怎么表达呢？他说呢，我们以前就是在。
And no one has ever built me a house.
我的这个同在的预表就是在这个约柜哈，是在一个帐幕里面，从来没有人想到要帮我建一个殿。
That was the love that David was giving to God.
这是大卫王心里面对神的一种爱。
You know what God gave him back?
你知道神怎么样回报他吗？
He began to tell the prophet the things that he was going to do for him and how he was going to keep his kingdom until eternal, that David's kingdom would be eternal.
神回应他的是他要为他所做的要给他
一
个永恒的国度。
Just a man that loved God so much.
一个单纯的像我们一样一个人。
His thoughts turned toward God.
只因为他非常的爱神，转向神。
And the heart of God reached out.
神的心就这样子。
And received that love.
倾倒到他身上。
That's our God.
这是我们的神。
Don't you realize that every time you bless him and thank him and lift up your voice to praise him truly, not because as we do in church, but we do it anywhere. We lift up our heart.Don't you know that that's touching the heart of God?
你有没有这种经验？你不是在这个公众场合里面的这种。
He's not a big old giant up there that has power that wants to jump on us. No.
He said, I'm a
father that loves my
children.
And I love them when they do good, but even when they do bad, my heart is still yearning toward them.
神对我们不是说你做得很好他就爱你，不是的，你的心对着他的心的时候，不管你怎么样，他的爱是浇灌在你的身上的，他非常被触动。
God called Abraham to have a people called the Israelites.
亚伯拉罕是被神拣选呼召成为以后要成为这个以色列民族的一个啊先祖。
The main purpose that he called
主要的目的
was that they would be the example for the rest of the rest of the world around.
要成为全人类的
how to have business,
一个模式
how to be able to love one another,
跟神关系的一个模式怎么爱怎么样、啊、在神的下面过生活
and the Israelites failed.
以色列人失败了
and so God gave Jesus the church.
所以耶稣就、啊、被带到世上来然后赐给我们教会我们所有的教会全人类的教会
And now the church is the one that has gone across the world to show and to teach and to tell.
所以我们现在带着一个使命，所有全普世的教会呢，都要把耶稣传出去，都要代表教会啊去发光，让他们知道福音。
He said, "I am peace."
So, 再来呢，神说我是平安。
I think if there's anything that I enjoy more than peace, I don't know what it is.
对我来说呢，已经没有什么让我更享受了平安。
And I have phlegmatic.I'm a phlegmatic too in a sense and I
我一方面是一个乐天派的
That's why I'm not a good leader
那、
like peace.
我不是一个领袖型的
I don't have much fight in me
我又有一种冷漠的心所以呢 我没有热情
Peace to me is that
所以平安对我是很重要的
calmness
是一个宁静
But it doesn't matter how much peace I have on the outside
不是外面的平安
You know you can live as a monk
我们可以像和尚离开尘嚣到山上去不是那种平安真正的平安是里面的平安我已经学习到这一点经验到这一点
my members had a terrible accident husband, wife and daughter-in-law and little child were all killed
有一次我在 Cayman 岛的时候牧会的时候呢有一家我的成员那我主要的成员全家
they were dear friends he was like a brother to me
对我来讲就像家人一样但是呢他们就在这个 事故里面全就死了
I got up then and I walked from one part of the house to the other
我得知这个消息的时候
and I came back and I stopped at the table
我就整个人就好像崩溃了我就走来走去
And suddenly it dawned on me,
在那种伤痛的下面
I have peace
我就停在一个桌子上突然间我意识到里面的
No, I'm grieving, I'm crying, I'm hurt, but I had peace
平安即使我还在哭即使我很心里面是很伤痛可是我里面有那个平安我意识到了
This is one of the things that Jesus wanted to give us
这个是耶稣要给每一位的平安
He said
里面的平安
when he came back to his men, he said, peace be with you,
当他再一次复活之后
my peace
再见到门徒他说平安
Yes, that's what he
在我里面有平安我赐给你平安
He said, I am grace
接下来神说我是恩典
That's that strength to endure
恩典是让我们可以持续下去的一种力量。
When we feel like we cannot endure.
当你到一个地步你说我受不了了我走不下去的时候
Gideon did.
基甸就有这种情况。
When God called him, he said, Lord, I'm from the lowliest family and I'm the lowliest one in the family.
当神呼召基甸的时候士师记里面的基甸的时候呢他说我是那个最微小的啊最小的家族里面最微弱的一个不要叫我。
Gideon was fearful. He was in the vat, hiding himself, trying to ground out some wheat.
他非常害怕躲在这个好像一个谷仓里面
and God said to him,
在打那个麦子。
Mighty warrior.
但可是神来的时候跟他说你是全能的勇士大能的勇士
shocked him to his very roots me a mighty warrior
他吓了一跳我你在叫我吗大能的勇士
but God came on him
可是神
he defeated the Midianites
用了他
he became a leader
抵挡了很多的敌人
by the grace of God
因为神的恩典
some of us think it's we that do itBut as children of God, He has a path. He works that path. And as we follow Him, His grace will help us to be sufficient in any thing we face.
在我们很可能到一个地步是我做不了了，我受不了了，我没有办法了，但是神的儿女总是从他的恩典可以让我们持续的走，就可以让我们有足够的恩典，然后继续的完成他要我们完成的。
The joy of the Lord is your strength.
那喜乐是我们的力量，从神来的喜乐是我们的力量。
You see, joy lightens the heart.
因为这个喜乐会让我们心里面这样燃亮起来。
Joy is that which refreshes us.
是好像一杯很清凉的，很
让我们很 The joy of the Lord is like a fresh drink.
就好像一个很清凉的水。
To a thirsty soul.
对一个很渴的这样喝一杯水的时候。
In the midst of calamity, said, I can bring you joy.
喜乐就像这样子，然后神要给我们的喜乐可以让我们这样子。
The joy that tells us you're mine, I love you, I'll take care of you, and there's something that releases and becomes live within us.
当你的心里面接受神对你的应许的时候，他要照顾我们，他要跟你同在，他要帮助你的时候，你的心里面就像喝了一杯凉水一样，整个就活跃起来了。
He said, I'm strength.
神说我是能力，我是刚强，我是能力，我是力量。你软弱，可是神是刚强的。
I've been sick for 10 days.
啊，你看着我十天来一直生病，我连
lost my voice，
起坐都没有办法，我就一直
said you got to preach today，
一直咳嗽，然后呢，已经排好妈咪要讲道。
So I said, Lord, I'm going by.
所以我说主啊，我靠着信心去。
I learned a long time ago that He can be our strength.
所以我很久以前就学习到了，他就是我的力量，他可以成为你的力量。
But God has given me strength to overcome.
我有太多的软弱，可是神让我可以克服我的软弱，然后他成为我的刚强。
We knew well by letters. We knew a Chinese pastor many years ago.
啊，因为一封信。在中国北方有一个牧者写信给我们。
The police would catch him.
那有一天呢，被公安抓了。
They would beat him.
他们打他。
He said, "You know, I didn't even feel."
他写信的时候，他说：“哎，我都没有感觉到我会痛。
Didn't feel the stripes.
我没有觉得那种就是那种很难过。
He said, "I'll be your strength." His daughter.
因为神答应我们，
从我们的力量可以承受。They took her to the police station.
那他的女儿也被抓走。
They kept threatening her with death.
他们就威胁他说：“如果你不放弃的话，啊，可能你会死。”
Then she said to them,
"Kill me." 很早期的。
Kill me.
那他说：“没关系。”
Just kill me.
没关系，你就杀了我。
I might be that martyr that will bring back Jesus Christ.
或许我加上这个数目呢，耶稣就来了。因为启示录有讲数目多少之后呢，那些被逼迫杀害的。
You don't think he gives strength to those hundreds and thousands that have been killed that could have said, "No, I'll be a Muslim."
你知道吗？
这些 Jesus,
这些在回教地区被逼迫的基督徒，
有多少人
不怕生命的危险？
Would question our mind if they said they're going to take my life if I don't give up Jesus?
那我们在场的弟兄姐妹，如果面对这样的一个情况的时候，你很诚实的想想，你会吗？你会意？也愿意为主的缘故被杀害吗？
But when they faced it,
但是他们面对的时候，
He gave them strength.
那神给他们力量去面对这个我们最害怕的死亡。
That's our God.
这是我们的神。
He said, "I am strength."
我就是你的力量。
I'm safety.
我是你的安全。
Many stories have told us how God has kept them in some terrible situations.
太多的见证，太多的故事告诉我们说，神怎么样保护他们安全，经过危险。
Read about the wars in Israel. Some of those that have written told how marvelous things happened.
现在的以色列他们有多少次是被神保守？很危险，可是仍然是安全。
You know, so many times you say, "Well, why wasn't the safety for those people?" Because they were ready to go home.
那为什么这些人可以站得住呢？因为他们愿意，就说他们乐意回家。
But he wants them to stay. There's some that he gives them another chance when they really need to know him.
那这些人不管是留着或回家，都有神自己的美意。有些人他就保守他们在这里，有些人他就让他们回家回天家。
But there's others he wants to take home.You know, sometimes it's very difficult when he takes somebody.
有时候要把一个人带走是不容易的。
But he said in Isaiah, "I take the righteous for the evil ahead."
以赛亚书里面有一个经节这样说哈，神把义人先带走，好让他们免去。
Little do they know what might have happened. if they stay.
免去以后的后患，我们不知道以后会有什么后患，以后我们能不能承受得住？神先把他带走，神有这样子的做法。
He's our shelter. He's our shield.
他是我们的盾牌。
It was Abraham that said that. As he said to Abraham, rather, I'm sorry.
神对亚伯拉罕说
，Fear not, Abraham.
不要害怕，亚伯拉罕不要害怕。
I am your shield.
我是你的盾牌。
Your reward shall be very great.
而且以后我要大大的赐福给你，这是神答应的。
If you study the life of Abraham, you'll recognize he gave up a lot.
那你知道亚伯拉罕也回应神很多。
He left without an example, like we have many examples. He left and followed God without an example.
那我们都是有前面的人带我们来信主，可是他没有，他就这样子就听神的话就走了。
There were many times that God was his shield.
那很多时候神就是我的盾牌，你的靠山。
There's times that people would wreck our reputation, but God shielded us.
那很多时候我们会有被伤害的时候，被攻击的时候，跟神成为我们的盾牌，不会被打倒。
You see, he's a shield from dismay and doubt.
很多时候我们有那个惊慌啦，或者是质疑的时候，他会成为我们的盾牌。
He can shield us from as we work with our own mind, as we think on things which are good and right and pure.
那他会
，He shields our mind from Satan.
成为我们就挡住哈，让我们的心里面所思想的是那个正确的，是真实的，是好的。
He can shield us from fear.
他可以让我们挡住那个害怕，让我们可以不用害怕。
Then he said, "I am power."
他说我是能力。
And that power is to transform.
这个能力是要转移给我们的。
It's like a recreation.
好像一个新的一个生命。
Paul. Knew that power.
保罗很清楚的见证。
Paul, who was a devoted, well-taught Jew,
保罗的背景是很丰厚的。
With great ambitions to kill the Christians,
犹太人中的犹太人，然后他的热情就是要杀害基督徒。
Met Jesus once,
但是呢，就跟耶稣见了一次面。
His whole life was transformed.
整个生命改变了。
Friends, when we meet him.Our life is transformed too.
当你真的跟他面对面遇上的时候呢，
of course,
那么我们的生命一定会改变。神是创造者。
He says, "I'm the beginning and the end, the God of extremes."
我说开，他说我是起始的，而且
是至终的。To punishment.
这个呢有一个起点，有一个终点哈。对我们来讲，一个是他创造了，然后爱我们之后呢，那个地步他是要审判、要处罚的。
From Genesis to Revelation.
从创世纪到启示录，圣经的头到尾。
Then he said, "I am the way."
他说我是道路。
The way means direction.
道路是一个方向。
The way that God has set for us.
那是神为我们立定的一条路的方向。
He really has.
他真的有。
There are sometimes you don't understand why life took its curves that it took.
有时候你不明白为什么我的生命会这样子转折呢？
But he is the one that directs.
但是他就是那个在主导你的。
That's why, as a Christian, I don't really fear because he directs my life.
基督徒不用害怕，因为我的生命是有引导的，他要作为我的引导。
For over 50 years or more, he has directed my life.
这五十年来服侍他呢，他一直在带我的方向。
I can tell you times that Satan tried to get me off.
当然，有时候魔鬼想要把我带开去，岔开去。
He tried in my occupation to put me off in something.
曾经呢，给我有很好的工作机会，想要让我就这样子离开这个服侍的位置。
He tried it with marriage.
有时候呢，也用婚姻来想要让我离开我的这个道路。
But each time that it happened, God had something aside, say, no, no.
但是呢，我心里面知道，神提醒我说，这不是我的要给你的走的。
And now when I look back over the 50 years.I am so grateful for the way that led me years and years and years. Not that I was perfect, God.
不是说我这个人很好。
Very imperfect person.
我是一个很不完美的人。那
forgave me, kept pushing me.
神继续的塑造我。
I was in the way.
让我越来越完美。
He said, "I'm the truth."
他是真理。
And I am the light.
而且呢，他是光。
See, he's the opposite of lies and dark.
所以意思是说，真理就不是谎话。
When there's darkness in your life, God,
光就不是黑暗。
He did not bring that.
所以光，这个黑暗跟这个欺哄呢，不是神。
So we understand that He wants truth. He wants us to be honest.
相对的，他是真理，他要我们成为真实的、
He wants us to be moral.
诚实的。他要成为，让我们成为一个有道德的、有品格的。
He wants us to live with one another in peace.
他要我们能够彼此能够和睦相处。
He wants us to learn how to worship him.
他要我们学习一起怎么样来敬拜他。
He wants us to honor our parents.
他要我们去尊敬、孝顺我们的父母亲。
Do you see where that would lead to?
那这样的话，如果大家都这样的话，会怎么样？
It would lead to a place of harmony.
那就会非常的和谐。
A place of peace.
里面就有平安。
A place where people will joyfully live.
然后呢，大家都很享受，很喜乐。
Where there would be no hurting one another.
然后这里面就没有彼此的伤害。
There would be nothing but caring for one another.
就只有去关顾对方，只有去在乎对方。
You see, that's what God wanted for us.
这是神要我们做的。
But he wants it for you.
那也是要你能够表达出来的，因为神自己就
是这样的神。So you may say, "Now I understand."
好，那或许你现在有点理解神。
I understand
是怎么样的神
？What God is? You see, I am.
那你要说神是谁，就是神是刚才所讲的这些。
But who am I?
那接下来你要问一问你自己说，说我自己是谁呢
？And the sweetest thing in the world is to hear the voice say.
然后神要给你一个很温柔的回答
you are mine.
你是我的神会这样子说你属于我你是属于我的
There is no peace There is no satisfaction There is nothing compared with the fact that when you are alone Maybe lonely You look up and he comforts your heart
还有什么比这个更能让我们享受平安满足当神说你是我的时候有没有什么可以比这个更让你安全的
when I am his,
当我属于他之后我知道 我知道我属于他之后
Nobody's gonna get past him.
所以呢我就不用怕了没有人 会
I may
抵挡我
feel some fallout.
有时候呢我可能会有一些差错
people may try their best.
有时候有的时候我们尽其所能
but I'm still I am his
那我确定了他是谁之后，我就确定我是属于他的。
I've stood by many people as a pastor.
那身为一个牧者，我常常在人群里面。
That were leaving this world.
那看着一些人离开这个世界。
There's nothing better to see one of them die in peace.
还有什么比他们在这个平安中呢，安息了，洗去了劳苦呢，更让我觉得更美的，
Because they are
更好的。
Theirs.
因为他们是属于神的。
Do you think holding those grudges is worth it?
你觉得hold that, I'm sorry.
Grudges. Things against people.
好，那你以为说我们有这种矛盾纷争是
Do you think those bitternesses you hold is worth it?
你心里面存着苦毒值得吗
Do you think that manipulating at your work is worth it?
你觉得说你这样子掌控那么的用心用力的去掌控的话值得吗
Do you think your indifference to God is worth it?
你认为说你有你自己的表达、你自己你对神呢不一定要走神的道路这样值得吗
This is only for a little time.
那这短暂时间你可以这样做。
He said, one day they're going to stand before me.
有一天我们要在主的面前。
And they're going to say, I preach for you.
你或许说我为你讲道。
I did things.
我做很多为你的名做很多事
and he's going to look at them and say,
可是他看着你
I know you not.
我不认识你耶
that's a profound thing.
哇这个的话就
That means I can preach, I can teach, I can sing, I can go as a missionary, I can do lots of things, but unless I know him, it's in vain.
即使我讲到即使我做很多工即使我牺牲我自己的很多事情
People, we don't have a whole lot more time.
除非你真的认识神弟兄姐妹们时间不多了
You keep up with what the science world is saying and what's happening
你好好的去看这个
怎么现在 You recognize that this world is going through a very unusual time.
已经一个
Our planet is going through an
我们的这个地球我们整个这个宇宙
Our magnetic field is going through an unusual time.
很多的变化
We're going through a whole patch of meteorites and asteroids. that they're fearful will hit us.
那现在呢，我很害怕，很害怕，不管战事也好，不管整个大自然的转变也好。
To know God.
所以你需要真的认识神。
Believe that He is.
认识说他是怎么样的一个神。
Just get down to the place that you cry out, Lord, I want to know.
你就好好的、诚心的跟神呼唤，说主啊，我要认识你。
And where you seek His face.
然后呢，你愿意寻求他的面。
Where the word
就是跟他面对面的意思。
Becomes alive.
那这样的话，你的神在你的心里面是活着的。
When you read it, it strikes something inside.
不是只有知识，一直到你心里面很确定。
Friends, I love you.
亲爱的朋友，
it burdens me greatly.
我很爱你们，我心里面真的是用我的心爱你们，热情。
There are many who feels we're going to have a great awakening before Jesus comes.
那很多人这样说，在这个末世的时候呢，要很多的这个唤醒哈、啊，苏醒。有些当他冲击我们苏醒。
And I have been praying, Oh God, start an awakening in our church.
那我就跟主说，主啊，好不好？苏醒我们的教会。
Give us a great awakening.
让我们真的是能够唤醒起来。
And the first step to that awakening is to know God.
第一步，如果你想让你的灵里面复苏的话，就是你要认识你所信的神是谁。
Let's bow our hearts.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, it's come before thy presence, before thy spirit.
到你的面前，到你的施恩宝座前。
It's you that convicts. It's you that takes it to our heart.
我们求你在我们的心里面。
Not the orator. It's you.
是你，是你自己。
So we pray this morning, Lord.
今天早上我们要这样祈求。你以你的能力。
Not one person in this church.
在这个教会里面。
Will leave this world without.
让我们在这里所做的没有一个人离开这个世界不认识你的。
Give them that desire,
求你特别的给我们这样的信念，让我们有这样的渴慕，知道说你我们是属于你的。我们这样祷告，奉耶稣的名祷告，
Amen. Amen.